Carmelo Anthony gets a legal win after trial judge barred from his appeal. By Paul Bois on August 19, 2026. Carmelo Anthony, previously convicted of the murder of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf, scored a legal victory on Wednesday when his attorney successfully argued that the judge who presided over his case should be recused from his appeal. The new attorneys for Carmelo Anthony argued that Judge John Roach should be recused from the appeal due to comments he made to VTV. Following the guilty verdict, Roach said that Anthony seemed like a nice young man while agreeing that the jury made the right call to convict him of murder. "As long as I follow the law, I sleep well at night," Roach said. Carmelo's lawyers accused Roach of offering public comment about an impending proceeding, adding that he violated judicial ethics. Senior Judge Sid Harrell granted the defense team's motion, acknowledging that recusal is a very high bar, and stating that although he personally believes Roach was capable of presiding over the case impartially, that's not the test, noted the New York Post. Prosecutor Bill Wehrskye disagreed with the ruling. "He didn't do anything wrong. I know Judge Roach. What is important to Judge Roach is being fair," said Wehrskye, adding that social media influencers engaged in a concerted effort to derail the trial. "Some of them are here today," he said. Carmelo Anthony was found guilty of the 2025 murder of Austin Metcalf during a track meet in Frisco, Texas. Anthony maintained that he stabbed Metcalf in self-defense following an altercation over a seating dispute. As Fox News reported in 2025, an arrest report obtained by Fox News sheds new light on the pre-stabbing clash after Metcalf reportedly told Anthony that he needed to move out of the memorial team's tent, a witness told Frisco police. The report noted that Anthony grabbed his bag, opened it and reached inside it and said, "Touch me and see what happens." Austin stood up and pushed the male to get him out of the tent, the arrest report said. In the next moment, the witness told police that Anthony reached into his bag and the male took a knife out of the bag and stabbed Austin. Anthony immediately fled the scene after stabbing the 17-year-old Metcalf once in the chest. Metcalf died in his twin brother, Hunter's, arms. "I was protecting myself," Anthony said. "He put his hands on me." Anthony immediately confessed to the stabbing when confronted by police. "I'm not alleged, I did it," he reportedly said, and asked officers if Metcalf was going to be okay. Throughout the trial, witnesses repeatedly said that Anthony had been asked to leave the tent up to 15 times, adding that he instigated the deadly conflict with Metcalf. Anthony was sentenced to 35 years in prison. He will be eligible for parole after 17.5 years.